All right, gentlemen, as always, I want to be respectful of your time. I know we got a couple more people heading in, but as always, we're going to start right at 12. Take advantage of all the time that we have. Thank you for joining our 100 Men in Prayer call this Monday afternoon. We have Bishop Randy Borders from Faith Harvest Church in Shelby, North Carolina, here with us this afternoon. Bishop Borders, thank you so much for joining, and the floor is all yours, sir.
Oh, man. Thank you for the opportunity. I was just really this morning thinking, what could I share? What could I say? And Ecclesiastes 3:1 came to me. It said, for everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. I think that what's happening now, a lot of us are really going to trying to understand purpose. And with every man, that's what the Lord is doing. He is trying to get us to a place to where we will begin to be fulfilled in purpose. Purpose is always the answer to a problem. So a lot of times there are so many things that are created. And I think that what God is forging in this season is he is bringing us to a place that we understand what we're called to do, how we're called to do it. And so that we can walk in. I'm gonna give you just a couple of quotes and we're going to pray. My declaration is that this season will not devour us. What we're going through will not devour us. Because God is a God. He's a miracle protector. Just like with Daniel, the lion had teeth, but the lion couldn't devour him because God is a miracle protector. He'll speak to situations, and the situation that he speaks to, cannot devour you. If you look at, let me give you another example. You look at Jonah, the whale had teeth, but the whale couldn't devour Jonah because it wasn't Jonah's purpose to be devoured. Same way with the Hebrew boys. They couldn't be devoured because the fire was hot. It consumed the ones that threw them in, but it did not consume him. So I'm telling you that purpose is an indicator that you were created to do something great and something powerful. And so I believe that we've been engaging in activity, but engaging in activity alone is not enough because you're doing something, doesn't mean that you're productive. Or if you're doing something, it also doesn't mean that what you're doing is what God has called you to do. So just because you're busy, it doesn't mean that you're operating what you're created to do. It means you're doing something. My prayer is that we will find that zone, that our feet will be synchronized with the Holy Ghost, and wherever he's going, that's where we'll go. So it's about being synchronized with him. Purpose is not picked. Purpose picks you. So during this season, we're trying to find out what we've been chosen to do. Why did God call us? Why is his hand on us? And for what? When we understand that, then we actually submit to the purpose of God and to what God is saying. I'm just reminded of Caleb and that passage where when they went to get their inheritance, they were trying to figure out which land was given them. He said, I've given you not only Hebron, but I've given you the land that's next to Hebron. Well, the forest next to Hebron. The land next to Hebron was forest, which means that sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. He says, what you have to do in order to occupy your territory, you got to cut down the trees. So sometimes God will give you territory, but it doesn't look good. And you're like, why didn't he give me the plains? Why didn't he give me flat land? No, he gives you the forest. They got the forest, but the forest was also a mountainous land, which means that they would have to cut down the trees, but they would also have to climb up. So they would have to climb it. They would have to cut it down. But once they got to a good place, it gave them greater vision. And so sometimes what God gives you doesn't look like what you want. But if you work with what he gives you, he has an ultimate plan in there that you can't see. And so when you begin to cut down the trees that you're supposed to cut down, climb the elevation that you're supposed to climb, you have the vision or the sight that you're supposed to have. And then not only did he have one piece, but he had two parcels of land, which was more than everybody else has. I believe that there's a favor that comes that God gives you twice as much. It just doesn't look as good. But it's worth more if you work with what you have. And so this is a season that people have been, that creativity has had to kick in. And so they've had to actually step into a mold that they did not actually know some things that they didn't know they had on the inside of them. They put a demand on it. That's what I'm saying. So that was they put a demand on the gift. I'm convinced that what God is calling most of us to as men of God is true submission, is that he will tell us that you got to submit to my yes. And sometimes God's yes is not, it's not like, it doesn't make sense at times, but when you submit to his yes, the yes in your old season will not suffice for your new season. So in order to get your new season, every season requires a different yes. And just because I said yes then doesn't mean that that's going to help me in where I am now. So now it's a daily walk and a daily submission. And so God said, I'm calling you because you're going to have to submit to what I want for you. And that's sometimes what we don't like, because every one of us have a plan. Every one of us has something that we would see that I think would be better for me than what I'm experiencing right now. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. There are some things that seem right to me that I want to go get, but it's not what God has for me. I look at other people and it look like, I look at Mike. Mike look like Mike doing what he want to do, but that ain't what God gave me to do. So while I'm excited about what Mike is doing, when I pursue what Mike's doing, I lose time and I lose ground because it's not my purpose. Movement is just because I'm moving. I can rock for 5 years on a rocking horse, but just because I'm moving doesn't mean I'm going anywhere. And a lot of times people aren't going anywhere because they're so hung up on movement that they're not hung up on making sure that what they're doing is important and they have traction. I'll give you one more thing before we pray, maybe two before we pray. There's a difference in the blessing of favor and the burden of favor. And most of us, we like the blessing of favor, but we don't realize that with the favor that God gives us also comes an incredible burden of that of the responsibility, a burden of knowing that if you don't do what you need to do, that other people's lives are hanging in the balances. As men of God, we have the burden of favor. We are favored, but if we don't walk this favor out, it could be detriment for other people. And that's when you start realizing, man, this thing is deeper than me. It is bigger than what I'm dealing with right now. And so my last thing I want to say as we begin to pray is I've been asking God something over the last week, is help me not to do this thing in my feelings. Because when I get in my feelings, I always mess up. When you're driven by your feelings, your discernment is impaired. So when you're driven by, we walk by faith and not by sight. But when we walk by our feelings, we don't really know what's up. You have to do what God called you to do out of revelation and not desperation. When I got it, when COVID-19 hit, man, it was like everybody was flowing and it's this desperate, man. It was like, I got to make sure my money right. I got to make sure that things are going to be right for this next season. And then I was like, man, you know, I don't know what I'm going to be able to do. Man, it was so desperate. Like, we were trying every trick in the book, but we didn't have revelation. But so desperate, when you move out of desperation and not revelation, you waste time because you're making moves that you don't need to make. And that's why this prayer call is so important. That's why God gave you this, is because, man, even I love to see the young brothers on. We got to start saying, God, show me your plan for my life. And many times when God gets ready to show plan, he'll introduce a relationship. I mean, if this is your experience, good. It's not my experience that my ceiling opens up and I hear a voice out of heaven. Most of the time he introduces a relationship, and that relationship starts helping me on a pattern into destiny. I might get one more. So what then God does when he introduces a relationship, usually they teach you into position, not submission. They teach you into position, which also leads to submission, because you got to submit to somebody and we all have to submit to God. So I want to pray this afternoon for us as we are moving forth, because I want to make sure, because there were a couple times, we're all brothers talking, a couple times I got mad because I felt like God had made me promises. And with all of this stuff going on in the world, it put my promises on delay. Okay, does that make sense? It's like, look Lord. And I told the people what you said at the beginning of the year. And so did you change your mind? Either did you change your mind or was I foolish? But, you know, you start realizing that when God told you a thing, he factored in the interruption. I didn't factor in the interruption, but he factored in the interruption. And he is a God that redeems time. I've been praying another prayer. I think where it says that he that's begun a good work in us will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, he who started something in us will finish it. I've been praying for a finisher's anointing. And that's what I need more than anything, is I need to be able to finish what I started. T.C. Allen is on here. Boy, what's up? I need to pray for you. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, we got to have a finisher's anointing. And that's been my prayer for real, y'all, is that I would have the ability to finish what I started. Everything that God creates has the ability to hear. Your situation has an ability to hear, has an ability to hear God. Remember when Moses gets ready to cross the Red Sea, the sea had the ability to hear the voice of God. That's why it parted open. He spoke to the fish that swallowed Jonah, and it had to spit him out. Your situation has an ear, and it will hear God. And I just want to pray for us specifically as we are in this time. I'm praying for God. I want us to, you know, you're going to begin by just adoring God, but we got to move to this place to where we are trusting God. I am in this place right now is I'm saying, Lord, help me trust you. Help me trust you when I can't trace you. It's easy to do this and to say this when things are good, but I'll be very transparent with you. Over in a 30-day span, I lost 42 friends. To COVID-19. Now you got to pray through this. You got to maneuver through this. And in my position that I sit in, I got to help churches. I got to write resolutions. I got to do all of this stuff. But at the same time, it's like you don't even have time to grieve, because before you finish with one thing, you've moved on to something. And it's not that you're insensitive, but it's like, God, I just have to believe that if they finished in you, that you were finished with their purpose and their life. Not only had meaning, but it accomplishes what it was going to do. That's something I'm not going to find out till I get to heaven. But what I've got to do is I've got to move on with the purpose that he's given me. And I believe that they lived out their purpose and they lived their days full. And so now with that, I have to say, Lord, teach me to number my days that I might apply my heart to wisdom. Teach me that I don't know what tomorrow holds. And out of all the things that I've been praying and all the things that I've confessed, life has a way of showing you something different. Is that I don't know. All I know is that everything I got is in the Lord. All my trust is in him. And so now I want to help as many people as I can. I want to love harder than I loved in the past. I want giving. I want people to know that somebody cares about them. All of these things are important, and they come because life happens. I'm going to pray for y'all, but I want to tell y'all, just as sure as I'm living, life will happen. And when life happens, then we got to say, what is my relationship really like with the Lord? I know what people call me and I know what people say about me, but there's a place that you get when you're by yourself and you really have these questions for God. And God has never had problems with people questioning him. Doesn't mean that he's going to answer us, but he didn't have a problem with us saying, Lord, why? And I just want to pray for us. Father, in Jesus' name, I come to you right now with every man that's on this line, every brother that's here for prayer that has come saying, this is the position that we find ourselves in. I pray right now, God, that there will be an anointing released for us to be in purpose and for us to have a finisher's anointing, that we will finish everything that we started. We say you are wonderful, you are mighty, you are holy, you are awesome, you're the God of the universe, but you are our God. And so we thank you that you're not situated outside of the heavens or outside of the sphere of where we are, but Lord, you are with us and you are in us. You said if any two of us would gather in your name, that you would be in the midst of us. So we thank you that you are in the midst of this call. And we thank you, Lord God, that not only are you in the midst of us, but if we agree on anything that we ask it to be done of the Father, which is in heaven. So God, we come now on this line. God, there's more than two of us here. Your presence is here. You inhabit the praises of your people. So we praise you and we adore you. We come to you saying we need you. We don't even know what we would do without you. Had it not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would have been swallowed up by our enemy. And so God, we know that you're the God who's always there. You're the God who is a very present help in the time of trouble. We admit, God, we feel trouble. We are in trouble. We found trouble. Trouble's found us, but you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And so God, I pray that you would release us from every bondage, release us from the heaviness, release us from the weight. And even as we walk in the burden of the responsibility that you have given us, I thank you that your yoke is easy and your burdens are light. So now, God, I pray now that you would direct us, that you would not only correct us, but you would direct us, that you would show us the path of life, show us which way we are to go. We thank you, Lord, for clarity of focus. We thank you, Lord God, because you said a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways and shouldn't think he should receive anything of the Lord. God, we thank you for clarity. God, every place where there it has been foggy, where it has been hazy, you are not the author of confusion, but you are the author of peace. I speak peace over every man's life. I speak peace now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, that we will move out of revelation and not desperation. We are desperate only for you. We are desperate only for your presence. God, I pray that you would speak to us. Give us insight. Give us direction. Lord God, as men, we are leaders. And sometimes to lead, that we have to be out front. We take hits first. And so, Lord, we want to lead our families. We want to be able to lead our churches. We want to be able to lead our community. God, give us the wisdom to lead. I pray now, God, that you would cause oil, the oil of purpose. You would cause oil that would give answers, that we would be the answer to people and answers to situations. You make us an answer, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we give you praise. Not only will you make us an answer, but God, you will show your glory. Let us see your hand, not just your face, but your hand, not just your hand, but your face. Let us see both, God. Let us see you working, but let us have your glory. Lord, where there has been anxiety and there has been stress, I pray that you would lift up, you would lift burdens, that you would destroy yokes, but I pray that you would give peace to our spirit. Lord, help us not to worry. We cast our cares upon you because you care for us. Thank you for being a caring God. Thank you for being a loving God. Thank you for being a God who has never made a mistake. Thank you for being a God who's never walked away from us. Lord, we are so indebted to you that we give you our life. We put our life back on the altar as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. Forgive us for our waywardness and for our fleshiness. Forgive us for pursuing our own desires, things that we've done, not prayed, not even considered you, because we have the power, the ability to do it. But Lord, now, God, we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that you might exalt us in due season. We submit everything to you. We commit our ways to you, and you said you would bring it to pass. We acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our path. We thank you today for divine direction from every man. And so, God, I pray right now that there will be provision, that if there's some that don't have jobs, some that the resources have been cut, you are the God of provision. And so I thank you, Lord God, that they will see that you are Jehovah Jireh. You're the Lord who provides. Make ways now, God. Release resources in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I pray that you stay the hand of the enemy now. And I pray that angels would be released on our behalf. You said they're ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those of us who are heirs of salvation. Release angels, God. Angels who hearken unto the voice of your word. And so today we thank you, God, that we are not left out, that we are not last, we are not lost, God, but we know that you are our source. And I pray for these men today, God, because you will be their source. Be the source of their supply. Be the source of their strength. And I pray, Lord God, just as you did for Jehoshaphat, as he prays, you set an ambushment for the enemy. I pray that there shall be an ambushment for every enemy that's come against every man of God, every man trying to find his way, every man trying to seek his purpose, every man trying to find what you want for us. Set an ambushment for the enemy that has tried to come to destroy us. Lord, I thank you that even though the thief cometh not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy, you have come that we might have life, and that we might have it more abundantly. And then I pray for RJ. Thank you for the desire that you place in his heart just to have this call. And I pray, Lord God, that you would anoint him and that you would give him a double portion. I pray, Lord God, that men would continue to gravitate to this call and to the clarion call for men to stand up and stand in the gap and to make up the heads. Lord, I pray for the young brothers that are on this call. God, that all the days of their life, God, that they will be led into the things of God, and everything that will come to lead them astray, God, will be stopped in his tracks in Jesus' name. And now, God, as we conclude this prayer, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We say everything that we've asked, we couldn't do it on our own, and there's nothing that we could do to make it happen. But we say, Lord, you are God, and we glorify you, and we give you praise, because you are the shepherd who loves your sheep. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Now I want to just give it back to RJ. Bless you, man of God.
Amen. Bishop, thank you so much. Thank you for that word. That was good. God factored in the interruption. That was good. That hit good. He factored it in, even if we didn't. Brothers, as always, if you can just give me 2 minutes really quick. One, thank you all for joining. Really appreciate it. This has been truly a blessing for those that have been joining. We are going to close out the month of May next week, so we will not go the last Monday of May. It's Memorial Day. Spend time with your families. But we will close out May next week. We have Pastor Mike Roach, who is on the call from Greater Church here in Charlotte, that's going to lead us on next Monday. So excited about next Monday. And then in June, got something exciting. We'll be announcing that within the next week or so. So we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. Last thing, and we do this every week, I'm asking you all to join me. And I always preface this by saying my wife and I have been tremendously blessed. We are both still working, receiving full paychecks as they were coming before COVID-19. So this is not for RJ, but I'm asking you all to sow into Faith Harvest Church. So Bishop Randy Borders has taken time of his day to prepare and pray for men. And we are asking that you join us in sowing. So I'm sending a message right now with my organization's Cash App. You send that directly to me. So whatever God is laying on your heart, we're going to add to it and bless Faith Harvest Church. Again, in this season, God laid on my heart to be a blessing to the churches of the pastors that are leading this call. And every week we've done that, regardless of, you know, what was sowed. Again, if, you know, you are unable to, please don't feel obligated. But if something is tugging at your heart, please take the time to send us a donation to the Cash App, and we will be adding to that and sending it over to Faith Harvest Church. Again, we just want to be a blessing in this season of churches. Churches are doing the best that they can, and we appreciate you all as leaders by continuing to bring the word. So if you will, join me in blessing Faith Harvest Church this week. Again, thank you all so much for joining. We'll be right back here, same link, same everything. Next Monday at 12 o'clock, Pastor Mike Roach will be leading us, and then we'll close out the month and have some exciting things in June. Bishop Borders, thank you again, sir. Really appreciate you taking the time, and we'll see you all next week. God bless.